or is it very high? Or is it very, very high? In other words, how high is up? How small is small? How big is big? They got into descriptive words. They got into modifications. And how did they do that? By removing the preposition or removing an article. And by taking one of these two conditions out of the formula, they made a presumption. And the presumption now turned into a modification. And a modification became a change became a motion. A motion is an action, and an action goes into a verb. So if I take this pen, with this pen, of this pen, or for this pen, and I call it the pen, I drop my preposition, and I'm only using the article. Standing up here and saying, the is going to be my command of this pen, and I don't ask for anyone else's opinion in this room, and I say, you will believe this to be a pen. I just turned my opinion into a modifier, and that modifier makes this a verb. And this is how the government has words was a crime, was an obstruction. Your strap is on your winter strap. We had to prove, like Wasilewski said to me, he says, you're right, Dave, all you got to do is prove it. He says, you have to prove it in such a level that it's mathematically certified. So we had to take both math and English and marriage, put them together as a marriage. We had to find out the math interface of language through adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing. And then put those into a linear equation and take that linear equation and identify all the words. Then put that into a program that was comprehensive. And take that comprehensive program and advertise it worldwide. So that no scholar on this planet in any language or in any part of history could upset it, turn it upside down, cheat it in any way, shape, or form. We've done 305 seminars across the United States, Fiji, Guadalcanal, Kuala Lumpur, Korea, Australia, Europe, Canada, Mexico. And no one has ever been able to defeat this technology. The legal profession has 2,000 attorneys that have a full-time job in 20 countries to defeat this technology. And they have been working for almost 42 months now. And they haven't defeated one sentence, one argument that this technology has brought forward. Every government on this planet has certified it. The World Court of the Hague voted unanimously, and we won a $400 billion judgment against 60 lawsuits here in the United States for genocide and apartheid. And in March of this year, the United States Treasury, United States government, paid the Hague $400 billion, which they took from Social Security, to pay off the debt, to remove the lien against the United States so they could get on the new world court. Because the world court said that anybody in debt who had broken the law, didn't pay their fine, could not be on the new ICC, International Criminal Court. So the United States paid the $400 to remove the lien against the United States from the world court to get on the ICC. That money was then transferred to Lloyd's of London for insurance underwriting. And the underwriting from that technology has now been fraction banked and sent worldwide. That $400 billion has turned into over $2 trillion in international new money in the last 18 months. We won this case on August 24, 2001 at The Hague. And the money wasn't paid for an additional 6 months. It was when the United States was squeezed into a position. Currently, 177 countries are endorsing the new ICC, International Criminal Court, to support this technology and the effects it will have on this planet, to rewrite every treaty, trust, and constitution on this planet. 3 years ago, we developed a constitution. It was written in prepositional phrases, had 88 paragraphs. It was a constitution to articulate the procedures by which a constitution must be written. It was a constitution that had no subject matter. It was an 88-paragraph procedural guideline so that constitutions could be written from that. And Hawaii was the first country, because it was a sovereign nation, to go ahead and create a new quantum constitution. It's roughly 150 pages long. And they filed it at The Hague. And The Hague voted, all 21 judges at The Hague voted unanimously that the Hawaiian people have, in fact, developed an in the truth quantum mathematical constitution, frontwards and backwards, that every sentence written in the circle says the same thing. That there is, they have a Bill of Rights, they have a treaty, they have a, what we call a federal Title 42 lawsuit, which deals with civil rights. The civil rights supports the constitution of values. They have a graph, a mathematical graph of values that bring their constitution into now time. And on July 1st, 2002, President Bush said that he will not address the sovereignty issue of Hawaii. And they won their case at The Hague. The people of Hawaii, there's 185 full-blooded Hawaiians that exist on this planet that are under this constitution. And they have their sovereignty from all other nations, including the United States. Because they have a charter, a constitution that is mathematically certified frontwards and backwards. And no fiction country can infringe upon the full blood for the islands of their existence, because they never gave it up their independence, never gave up their identity. And now that they know how to read and write in quantum and mathematical truth and certify the constitution to that effect, they are in fact the first sovereign people on this planet that have a charter to identify who they are and what is required of them. Now, the prepositional phrase is a condition of an accuracy to make every noun that level of accuracy, that 1 in 900 definitions. If we remove something and we put it into the past, it doesn't have now time jurisdiction. If we take something and we put it into the future, it has no now time jurisdiction. And a conjunction is neutral. Now here's how the numbering code works. Adverbs come before verbs, one comes before two. Adverbs come before adjectives, one comes before three. Adjectives come before pronouns, three comes before four. A preposition always precedes an article, which precedes a noun. And five, six, and seven are a sequence. So the three of these are identical, because unless you have a preposition in an article, you don't have a noun. So this is a package. The past always comes before the future, such same as eight comes before nine. And the neutrality of and, which is what we call a conjunction, has no value, so it has a zero. The mathematical procedures here are a natural occurring event of numbers to identify the procedures of language. And when you identify the procedures of language, you know what the exact definition is of the word. Yes?
I have two questions.
Yes?
The first one is, did this quantum theory can be applied to all languages? All 5,
right. All 5,000 languages apply, and it's already been proven as such.
Okay. And the second one is, if we take the dictionary and all the words in the English language, and they're already identified, like, say, in the dictionary by adjective, adverb, whatever.
Right.
And we can use this to write a sentence used that way. I'm not sure if I'm saying that.
Okay. We have a letter from Daniel Webster written in 1828. It says the bastardization of the English language was the greatest crime ever committed against the American people. I have to make a living.
Okay.
And so the Webster's Dictionary, along with all other dictionaries on this planet, have been a condition of modification. Now, modification deals with four directions. Thank you. And that's not. And this is not a present. Free means no. Sent means contact. Contract. See, the word present is you used it in your language. You were given three choices, past, present, and future. The past didn't exist because it's gone. The future hasn't happened yet, so that was an illusion. And then they gave you present because everything in our language for 8,700 years was a condition of modification. So man had not acquired now time jurisdiction. They were still pre-contract, which meant all their contracts were fraud because of the modification of using adverbs and adjectives in front of nouns, which made no noun. Is it red? Is it crimson? Is it high or higher or up? Is it down or lower? What direction are we going to maintain the accuracy of our condition of thinking? So the government said no one could ever prove now time. No one could ever prove a mathematical interface. And we developed this technology. We did prove that math interface, and it has been certified by scholars all over the world. All 250 nations endorsed this program and recognized its copyrights. But with 100% of all communication skills written for 8,700 years, man said, we can't just go out there and change it. We only have 1% of the population of this planet that have actually had physical contact with this technology. And the other 99% still don't know it exists. So until 51% of the planet, 3 billion people, goes out and votes on this and says we're going to adapt it, we are still in a training, learning scenario. However, fiction has never defeated this technology. The only thing fiction can do is use force and collusion and obstruction to go ahead and force fiction, rather force the truth under the table. Do you know that every teacher in America, whoever taught prepositional phrases and how do you make a noun with a prepositional phrase, was put into an insane asylum? You don't believe me? One of my guys, he got stuck up in he went to court and used a prepositional phrase in Connecticut. They put him in a mental institution. When he went into that mental institution in Connecticut, 12 of the people that were in there were English professors from the university who wanted to teach prepositional phrases. And they kept them drugged down in an isolation so they couldn't talk to anybody about the use of a prepositional phrase in a certification. But now that this program has been certified worldwide and has been endorsed worldwide, those people are being let out of jail. But if they talk about what they know about prepositional phrases, the government just merely comes back with, they're crazy, they were just let out of a nut house. And people don't listen to them. But then those that use deductive reasoning and sit down and study this technology and the way the books were written, come back with, yes, this is an in-the-truth program. Now, what I'm doing today is I'm building foundation for you, because this is a court. We are taking and allowing, as an open forum, people to come forward and make an argument, if they can, against what truth is. Anyone can ask questions anytime you want. Anyone can make charges anytime you want. If anyone thinks that they can prove their argument in fiction, prove that the modification of something is going to wind up as a fact, have them come forward. 3 years ago, I was challenged at a seminar at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City by the district attorney of Salt Lake City. He came into my seminar and he stood up in front of 46 people and he says, I hereby challenge you to a debate. I says, you bring all your attorneys and all your judges from the state of Utah into this forum here at the university. In 8 weeks, we will reconvene here. We sent personal invitations to every judge and attorney in the state of Utah. And on the day of the debate, the TVs, newspapers, and radio stations showed up along with 45 private citizens. Guess how many attorneys and judges showed up? Not a one. They all sent a letter stipulating that it was opening day of gun season for deer hunting and they had to go deer hunting. So we put on a 16-hour seminar on language. And we continue to challenge worldwide for anyone to go ahead and bring forth any technology written in man's history that can say that what we have proven, what we have done, and the mathematical certifications frontwards and backwards are not in fact in the truth. We have shown to the people of this world that we can translate any of the 5,000 known languages and unlock all the secrets of everything that's ever been written, whether it be in hieroglyphics, it be in the Bibles of all religions, it be in the constitutions. It doesn't matter where it comes from. Yes?
How does it deal with languages that don't have particles or languages that use like post-prepositions and prepositions that go after nouns? Or sentences that don't have verbs?
Okay. To write a sentence that does not have a verb, you have no action. So where was the mind that created the noun?
Well, like in Arabic, you would say something like, I am a student. There's no verb. It's implied.
But I am means no. Apply, which means contract. You have no contract. Without contract, you have no offer, no acceptance, and no compliance. Without contract, you have no communications or commerce. Under maritime law, if you have no commerce, you're not doing business. And everything is an offer. I offer, you accept, we comply. That's called contract. If we don't have a contract, then you won't have an action. If there is no action taking place or commerce taking place, then we're not doing anything. Or if we disqualify our ability to communicate, disqualify our ability to do commerce, then the only security you have in life is your daily capacity, period. And the issue of one gets pretty lonely. And one usually dies because he can't multiply. That's a fact of nature. And when you take the natural causes of what this planet is, what we are as humans, and how we multiply, how we use commerce, how we use our intelligence, our contracts, you know that two is an easier number than three, isn't it? But you know what two is? Here's one, here's two, and that's a straight line. Where's my fact? I'm going in the direction. What direction it is irrelevant. We can go frontwards, or we can go backwards. Now, if I take... We'll use this piece of paper here. I have a component here that has a height. We have two points. And if you look at it from the side with two points, it's virtually invisible. Why? Because it has no depth. It isn't until you have your XYZ component that you give it substance. Because two points can exist. An idea can exist. I'm quite taking my idea and I'm giving it to you as a linear equation. I'm sending, you're receiving, that's only two points. Show me the substance between our ideas. Show me the value. Hold the thought in your hand. Give me a three-dimensional object called thinking. Well, there's a tough one for you. And yet, we're having a communication takes place here because I'm building what's called a picture. I've given you not 3 points of reference, but I've given you 4 points of reference called the quadrahedron. And what is it? Quadrahedron contains four things, X, Y, Z, and time, which is motion. That's why you have four. If you have no motion, all things collapse on themselves because they only exist as one point because they're not going anywhere. The point may exist that it has a three-dimensional object, but that three-dimensional object is so small without time that it's invisible. And yet it does exist because it has X, Y, and Z. and it has ABC and D, and it has height. But you still need the motion of the time. Otherwise, it's irrelevant.
So how would it handle?
I think he's asking if they don't have words for verbs or...
Oh, if they don't have a word for a verb?
Create a new word for them in Arabic?
Right.
I think that's what you're asking, right?
Okay.
How do you handle it?
Basically, in Arabic, they have something like I, that would translate in English as I am a student.
All right. That's a fair question. The sentence says, I am a student. That's an adverb, verb.
Are you translating it in from English?
No. These are the procedures of language. This is accuracy. I gave you a number code here. How did you establish your I? Now it's for the I. Now we have 27 articles. And now you're dealing with a position, an I, so you're talking first person. So it's for the I, and am here is a condition of you want to establish yourself to be an am, which means you're saying I'm a person, you're a party. So this would be, well, we can do... See, now the word am is party. The I stands by itself. For the I of the party is, because you're talking singular, with this claim of a student. That would be a proper mathematical sentence. Now, here we changed articles. So this would be the, because the article the student, I can call you the student, but my accuracy would improve if I said this student.
But you'd have to be referring to a specific student.
I'd have to be specific.
So if you're not referring to anything specific, then you want it to be...
If I want to say these students... See now, the unique thing about the word the, A is singular first person. The, I can say the students, or I can say these. And these is a plural article for a plural noun.
I guess what I'm asking is that these are very English specific.
Like yes, in very Arabic, English specific.
In Arabic, for example, I'm just giving that as an example. The article doesn't change based on plurality or anything else. If it's indefinite, you just have a lack of an article.
And N means no of definite, and DE means no also. And finite comes from contract. It all goes back to Latin.
And also,
it's a no-no contract. Indefinite is a no-no contract. You have to break every single word down into your primary syllables, take your primary syllables through Latin and identify their specific definitions.
In is a prefix, isn't it? Definite is a prefix.
In is a possessive like with, unless you put it to a word. Then it becomes a negative. In means no.
Okay.
So once you have no, you can never prove no. You can never create a negative contract either. So if you use negative words, if you use a negative word, you've removed your condition of positive. If you're positive, you can only make positive statements.
So in this language technology, you can't make any negative statements?
That is correct. Because you can't prove a negative statement. Therefore, if you can't prove a negative statement, then your presumption, assumption, and opinion has no bearing in the fact. Only facts can be tried in court, in the court. But they call it in court, in being the adverb modifying the verb court. Now there's a law. That law says this. This is 8,500 years old. This comes from the Masons. No law or fact shall be tried in court. Now, did you know that the word "and" is a conjunction? We established that over here. But the word "or" is an argument. It's also a conjunction, but it's an argument by which the judge has jurisdiction. Without the word "or," no judge has jurisdiction to hear a case. I wrote a paper 15 years ago that says, "and pay rent." And the clerk of the court stood up in front of the judge. There was about 60 people in the audience at the time and said, "Your Honor, Mr. Miller used the word "or" and he doesn't give you jurisdiction because he made two orders, quit and pay. We have no ability to judge this case." The judge says, "You're right, case dismissed." And then the clerk turns to me and says, "It's quit or pay rent." He says, "Now because there's a point of decision to be made here, and you don't have a military or police force, Mr. Miller, I, as a judge, have a police force. And we're going to give this individual the choice of quitting or paying." And they have freedom of choice to come to court, freedom to make this decision. And upon their decision, we'll make a determination whether or not they're going to be evicted or you're going to get paid. It's either going to be one or the other. And so "or" as a conjunction is very unique in how it's used. So if we go ahead and we identify what this really says, every sentence written in all 5,000 languages for 8,500 years qualifies under these eight words. You have "no," which is an adverb, negative. Modifies the verb. Modification is change. Change is motion. Motion is action. Action is a verb. "Or" was neutral. "Fact" now becomes a joinder of also a verb. "Shall" is an adverb in future tense. And the future tense is a noun. "Be" is a thinking adverb to modify verbs. "Tried," no prepositional phrase, becomes a pronoun, but it ends in ed, so it's a past tense pronoun. "In" is an adverb, modifies the verb "court." Now, a verb is a condition of motion. A court is not a motion, it's a fact. It's a geographical location of what this room is. This is a court today. And this court today is under what's called law of the flag. That flag has a specific contract assigned to it. And that contract is published under the David Wynn Miller law claims. And those documents are here in court today to certify the condition of this room. So, because the court here is used as a verb, and it's a victim of an adverb, and an adverb is a condition of modification, the modification of the word "court" goes with the modification of the facts that will be brought, and the modification of the law because of "no." What is "no"? "No" is a negative tense. They say "the pen." They drop the prepositional phrase and then make "the" an adverb modifying the verb "pen." There's no such thing as a verb "pen." But if the pen, which we all knew to be a noun, which was a fact, and that fact was now turned into a